whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I just want to explain what I was saying earlier with regard to the idea that it would, I could make the argument it would be better if the Warriors lose tonight. I know I can make the argument. In fact, I know that the argument has already been made. I don't even need to make it. Anthony Slater came on the roast earlier today and already made the argument. Listen to what he said.
So they had to pack for an 11-day trip when they went to Houston, because if they win through here to the Cup Finals, they got to go Houston straight to Vegas, Vegas straight to Memphis, Minnesota. Like you said, they lose tonight, they're home tomorrow. They get like 3 days off, probably 2 good practices in. They get a worse Mavericks team than the Thunder team they'd play in Vegas, and they don't have to play that extra game that doesn't actually even matter to the regular season, the finals. So there's definitely an argument considering age that, you know, losing tonight might be suggestible, whatever you want to say. But, you know, like, they're not going to actually want to do that.
Yeah, like, I'm not a tank guy. And that's not what I'm suggesting.
This would be a straight lay down.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that.
And Steve Kerr already said to us multiple times that this actually matters to the players.
Great, good for them. I'm telling you from my perspective that they have not, the NBA, I've said this to you before, the NBA has still done a horrific job in making the NBA Cup matter to the fans.
This is only year two, and it's already, I think, more, it matters more this year than it did last year.
How?
Because players are more invested in it, and the coverage has been greater in it, and fans are more aware of exactly what it is now.
I mean, that's just sort of the organic understanding of what's going on, which I still don't even think is at that high a level. But again, that doesn't speak, at least to me, that doesn't speak to it mattering to fans. That's fans understanding it more. But I have no idea why you would root for your team, especially an older one, to get an extra game that doesn't do anything for you in the standings. I just don't get it.
But does it do anything for you from a chemistry standpoint? If you were to win a cup, you win a contest, you win a tournament together, you go to Vegas together, and you win the NBA Cup, you think that that doesn't like do a lot to, maybe not a lot, maybe it does a little bit to engender chemistry and that feeling of, we actually won something. Lindy Waters, the fourth,
whatever.
You win. Yeah. You win something. You're a young player, and you go out there with your brothers, and you get a trophy. You get a cup. I think that matters.
Just not worth it to me. I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I'm just saying, to me, that's a bad trade. It's just a bad trade-off. So, again, to help sort of like illustrate the point, Anthony Slater did a great job of making it. But if you win this game tonight, now you play on Saturday in Vegas against Oklahoma City, and you're looking at a road trip that is going to be potentially incredibly long, as much as 11 days. And if you do win that game against Oklahoma City, now you're playing an extra game for the NBA Cup. Understand, does not matter in the standings. It's not even in the standings.
What if you lose on Saturday? Do you not then come home before you go to Memphis? Or do you go to Memphis and you sit there for 3 days before you play the Grizzlies?
Grandy, what happens
if they go to... He said that they have an 11-game road... They're packing for an 11-day road trip.
Because they have to be ready for that.
They do. If I would imagine if they lose on Saturday, they fly home and they at least spend a day or two here, and then they go to Memphis.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how they would
do. Memphis game is Thursday, so they would probably
travel
come home for a couple of days.
I would imagine that they would travel home. The point being is you can get that rest right now and play a worse Mavericks team on Sunday. Now, listen, understand, when I sit down to watch the Warriors tonight and any night, I'm a Warrior fan, I'm rooting for the Warriors. But if I take the view from 10,000 feet in terms of what's better for their rest, also baked into going into that game Saturday is the idea that they could win it. And then you're playing an extra game that does nothing for you, in my opinion.
Again, I do think it does a lot for you.
Okay.
But you and I, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
It's not even my largest point. The largest point is, why doesn't it do anything for us? That's what I don't understand. Why are you playing these games?
Are you not entertained by a quarterfinal matchup in the NBA Cup against Houston?
I am a lot more. No, I'm entertained by this. This is a regular Warrior game, as whatever happens this weekend is. My point is, I am not entertained by the idea of, let's gather around the NBA Cup. Let's see if Brandon Pajemski can be $500,000 richer in a game that you get nothing for. We've talked about this so many times. I find it to be the easiest thing for the league to do. Make that game mean something in the standings. If you win the NBA Cup, have that be at minimum some sort of a tiebreaker in playoff standings. Make it jump a seed.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Wherever you are in the standings, jump a seed. Yeah,
that would be a reward for the fans, right, for sure.
We can come up with 100 different ways to do this that I don't think are that hard. But that game has got to mean something to the fans in the standings, or else all it is rich people playing for more money and getting more tired and therefore lessening you for your other games. I just, like, I don't know, man. It's mind-boggling to me that they haven't done something because it seems easy.
This is year two, and it's evolving, and I do think that they're doing a good job of evolving it, and they put this early in the season, and these are games that are not being load managed, which tells me that the teams actually care about these games. And
sure.
You've got Atlanta coming up in their quarterfinal in just a few moments, and if you're Atlanta, this is probably the high watermark for your year. You're probably not going to make the playoffs, and if you do, you're not a threat to do anything in the East. So for Trae Young and a group of younger Hawks players, this is exciting, and this is something you're going to compete for.
Again, I do not challenge the idea that the players are into it. I would like us to be into it.
Well, some of us are.
Well, but
I'm certainly into it.
Yeah, but that's because you've decided that this sideshow is interesting to you, and that's fine.
Right. So I'm into it because I enjoy competition, and this is competition that they actually care about.
But why would you, honestly, the NBA Cup, if you make the finals, is no different than the Bay Bridge series when the Giants play the A's.
Completely different.
No, it's not.
Bridge series, you get a hunk of concrete which was concocted by Brody Brazil.
This wasn't concocted?
Ahmed Fareed.
You're really
good. This was created by the league.
That's concocted.
Right.
By the league.
This is not a make-believe Bay Bridge series,
yes,
which no longer exists.
Dibs.
This is an NBA Cup that the league has put out that players actually get money for. Do the players win the Baybridge series and get $500,000?
I don't care.
No, you get nothing.
I don't care.
You get to hold up a piece of concrete.
Why do I
from the
care
Baybridge.
If players get money?
Why do I care about the Baybridge trophy?
Granted, that's why I said they're the same thing.
They're completely different.
Why? What would you call a game that doesn't count in the standings? They have names for that. Go ahead.
It's called the play-in tournament.
It's called an exhibition.
The play-in tournament is a game that doesn't count in any standings.
That's not true. You move on if you
win
it.
Go to Basketball Reference and find a play-in stats anywhere on the list of games.
Doesn't matter. That's
it's not
stats.
A postseason game.
But
it's not a regular season game.
It has playoff implications on the line, and you know
it
that.
It does.
You know
and,
that.
And this has...
You advance.
This has emotional implications for the players.
I mean, that's... You're projecting onto
ask
them.
Ask any Warrior player. They all said they're into it.
Because they have to,
they don't have to.
Yes,
and you can think that it's disingenuous.
Find one player who's criticized the NBA Cup.
It's because they're all into it.
No, it's because, A, they're financially incentivized.
You're saying that players don't speak their mind? Debo goes to Twitter and complains about not getting touches.
Right.
You tell me that Steph Curry doesn't have the gravitas to come out and say, yeah, I'm just not that into it.
Of course he does, but he
can
won't.
Do it.
Yes, but he won't, because why? He's incentivized. He knows his teammates are incentivized, especially the young ones who don't make $60 million a year. They're incentivized, and they've got internal memos going around about their
internal
product.
Memos.
Of course they do.
Right.
Of course they do. This is their product. They're NBA players.
So Adam Silver is sending them emails saying, guys, whatever you do, don't talk bad about the NBA Cup or else you'll be fine.
I have no doubt that NBA teams have been told it'd be good to say nice things about this. And if you genuinely believe them, all the better. And maybe they do.
You probably don't need a memo to not say bad things about your company.
It still does not answer the question I'm trying to ask. What's in it for us? What is in it for the fan? And why is it so hard to bake that in there? That's all I'm asking for.
What's in it for us is a game tonight that the players on both sides are going to be more interested in. It's going to be more of a competitive game because it matters to them.
They were already playing this game. I'm talking about the final, which doesn't count for anything. It seems so easy.
It's going to be an entertaining basketball game. Yeah, if your team's in it, then I'm all in. I'm locked in. I'll even tailgate. It might be a watch party.
So are the Warriors versus the Lakers next October 6th. Entertaining. Doesn't count for crap.
Well, it depends, because Anthony Davis will probably not play.
Well,
and LeBron's not even going to show up. So
exactly.